Hey, Kyle.
What a twist.
There are many twists that are going to be twisting.
A lot of twisting.
As this is M. Night Week.
God help us. I don't know why we chose to do this.
This has been our little pet project for quite some time. I would say very slowly over the course of like 6 months.
You will notice, past tense. Some of the episodes this week will be of lesser sound quality.
Because we started recording these before we upgraded our equipment.
Yeah, so if that tells you how long we couldn't do all these that quickly together.
Very spread out. Had to give us some M. Night time between.
So, you know, enjoy the throwback shit quality that you're going to get.
Yeah, you know, it's retro. You know, you got some retro sound quality.
So some are going to be like, wow, it's really, you'll just realize how much better we sound now.
Yeah, we're not huddling around one microphone anymore.
Yeah, at my kitchen table. It's waiting for the heater to turn on and off.
Yeah.
Because it was fucking winter.
Yeah, we've been working on this for quite some time.
Yeah. Actually, one of the episodes was at the other location in your room.
This is true, yes. Yeah, we're going way back.
Yeah. So, enjoy M. Night Week.
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch any of these movies. Spoiler, they fucking suck.
Not all of them.
Yeah. Some of them are better than others, but I wouldn't say any of them are good. He's a fucking genius.
Well, as you listen on this week, you'll know that some of these movies I did enjoy. Truthfully, I did. I would say a couple I did.
That's it.
A majority of them, I think, that you hated for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I did.
So there you have it. This is our M. Night Week, and I hope you enjoy.
I hope you don't.
But the twist.
What a twist!
Welcome to M. Night Week.
Yay.
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong has graced us with so many cinematic masterpieces that we had to set aside a week to watch them all.
Not all.
Not all of them.
Just what we venture to say are the worst. We've already done The Visit.
Yeah, so that's kind of out of the question.
Kind of out of the question. Devil, he didn't direct.
Yeah. As much as I would love to talk about Devil.
Oh, we will do Devil sometime later, I think. Yeah, it's day one of M. Night Week.
Yeah.
What did we see, Lincoln?
We watched After Earth.
Oh, yeah, we sure did. We sure did.
We really,
really, truly watched After Earth.
So here's the thing about After Earth. Before we even talk about really anything with the movie, I just want to say that this movie had the ability to make us bust out laughing not even 30 seconds into the movie.
The first spoken line made us laugh.
What was Jaden Smith on in this movie?
I have no idea what accent he was going for.
That's a bad
idea.
And the world had bad idea.
I'm a poor man. I'm a poor man. There's so
what
many...
was the first line, anyways? I don't even know what it was.
I don't even give a shit. It was stupid.
It was just like, at the time, that the earth...
Gross. There's so many times in this movie we'd look at each other and be like, what? What did he say?
I didn't even know what the characters' names were because they kept saying it.
Oh, we had to look it up. Yeah, Kita.
Akita.
Kita.
Kita. And Cypher was the dad's
Cypher,
name.
Cypher Rage.
Cypher. He never even said Cypher. It just has Cypher. So this movie was a piece of shit.
Oh my god. It was terrible. So bad.
Alright, here's my thing. It was a pretty shit movie.
Boring.
Pretty boring. It's not like an inherently... When I think of like a terrible movie, I think of everything went wrong with it. I think this had some saving graces to it.
The plot was okay.
Oh, the visuals were okay. Except for not necessarily the CGI.
CGI and green screen was not okay.
I thought the monster was cool looking. I thought that was really cool. It was underutilized a lot of its killing abilities or whatever that it had.
Yeah.
Specifically, it fucking shoots like acid out of its mouth and once. It does it like once.
Yeah, I thought the effects were not very good. The set pieces weren't very good. They looked... I mean, were they made of foam rubber and plastic?
Because
it's what they...
I don't know. It's weird because it's like... I don't think this movie was complete dog shit. I think this movie was shit. I don't think this is a good movie.
No, it's not.
But I don't think this is like a things level bad.
Oh, no. 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 No.
No.
No. No. No.
No, but it was pretty bad. Okay.
This was like a Terminator Genesis bad. It just fails.
Yeah.
So what's the movie about, Lincoln?
Okay, so humans don't live on Earth anymore, and there's some kind of like...
For reasons.
Yeah, reasons. There's some kind of like fucking bee society, that's all I can think of, because everything was hexagonal and covered with...
Fucking tarps!
Tarps and shit.
Oh my god, are we getting into the tarps already?
Yeah, we can talk about the tarps now.
There's so many tarps everywhere, on the outside of buildings, just on cliff sides. I don't understand the tarps.
I think it's just some...
I don't understand the tarps!
I think it was just somebody's concept design that they looked at and were just like, man, that looks cool.
Let's put them everywhere. Everywhere.
It's, yeah, and then I'm joking about the bee society thing, but everything is like hexagonal and weird and...
What? Their ship windows are like honeycombs.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what... The aesthetics of this movie are really bizarre to me.
And we don't really know when this takes place. Like a time frame, year. It's in the future.
Future.
That's all we know. Yeah, it's future. Or where they're at. What planet they're... We only see them on there for like a few seconds.
Yeah.
And then we have to hear Jaden Smith talk some more.
So
good lord, this child.
So Jaden is part of... He's trying to be a ranger, which it's never even explained what a fuck a ranger is.
Well, they can really. Ghost.
The ghost, that's right. So ghosting is the ability to not have any fear because your body secretes pheromones that these blind monsters can smell.
You say monsters plural. There's one in this movie.
Well, true, but there's like the flashbacks where there's multiple ones and stuff. Whatever. And there are many problems
Terrarium
that
boy.
There are many problems that I have with this movie in terms of stuff that is not explained.
Nothing's explained, really.
Yeah, nothing. First and foremost, like, nothing in this fucking movie is explained at all. You're just supposed to just take it as it is.
Why is Will Smith an emotionless shell?
I think it's because he's a ranger.
Why did they cast Jaden Smith?
Because Will Smith desperately wants his lineage to live on because he knows that they are fucking failures.
He needs to stick with Willow, then.
Willow's fucking, like, a little crazier than Jaden right now, though. She's...
Oh, God. As bad as Whip My Hair Back and Forth is, though, her talent is better than Jaden's acting.
Yeah. So, the first problem that's a main one that I have is with the whole concept of these monsters. Is it even explained where these monsters came from or anything
nope.
like that?
Nope. It just okay. lives in one of the fakest looking...
It's a giant pumpkin.
It's, well, yeah, I'll find out later when it's buzzed open. It's just a pumpkin. But it looks paper mache. It looks like paper mache. I could not get it. I think that's when I was like, these props are so bad for a movie with a budget of $130 million.
What was the other movie that that we watched recently?
Oh, Jack and Jill?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was only $50 million less. And it had horrible effects in that. I digress.
Yeah. So
we're dating on when we're recording this now. Do-ho-ho.
Yeah,
fuck this movie.
So
it's a lot of so's there.
You excrete the fear from your pheromones, right? And these monsters can smell it. So in the flashback scenes, Jaden's in like a dome, like
it's a terrarium.
Yeah, it's a terrarium. So they don't smell them, right? Okay. So if that's all it takes, why have they not made suits for everybody to wear?
It's like a spacesuit.
Yeah, just space. This is supposed to be the future. Why don't they have, like, spacesuits? There are people with spacesuits at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But they're not... Yeah. So that, first and foremost, makes no fucking sense. Second of all, is this really a future where we don't have guns?
Apparently, no guns. We just have a stick that can turn into three different types of blades.
Yep.
That's it. And rocks.
And rocks.
We have rocks.
Got rocks.
Baboon rocks.
But, yeah.
It's a patent in the future.
No guns?
No guns.
They're on some kind of military vessel, which you'd think that they would have guns.
Yep.
But they just have...
The stick.
Spears?
Spear stick.
So, Jaden's trying to be a ranger, whatever that entails. And he fails because he's a little shit, I guess, because he's like, I'm gonna run in front of all these people.
I'm gonna do whatever I want to do.
I'm a fucking rebel. Burr, burr, burr.
He does when his dad's telling him what to do later on. He's like, nope, don't care.
Me.
Take a knee. Cadets. Because that's Love. Doesn't call him son very often. It calls him cadet.
Not really. So, you know, he fails. Daddy comes home from whatever. It's never even... I don't even know what his dad was supposed to be in this movie.
They say his title.
Like, he's like a commanding officer.
Yeah, he's like as high up as you can get.
Whatever.
And he saved a one-legged dude.
Oh my god. We will get to that yeah. shit later.
Stand me up!
So, his dad comes, and he's all like...
His dad's kind of a dick.
Yeah, Will Smith's a fucking douche in this movie. It's never really explained why he's a douche. I was expecting some kind of flashback scene to where he becomes the douche. Like, he has a reason to be a douche. It never really happens.
No.
He's just a douche.
Just kind of a douche. Just treats his son like crap, and...
Doesn't kiss his wife goodbye. Notice that.
Yep.
You see that? Like, it was supposed to be, like, years since he'd been back, and then his wife is just like, I'm just gonna touch your hand.
Ugh. Yep, that was it.
Whatever.
He's really emotionless. Which I thought they were going to lead into with the ghosting, is you just, that's how you lose fear, is you just lose emotion.
But they never even say that. It's just...
He shows up some emotion at the
well,
end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of the many things that's not explained. I'm okay with movies that are sci-fi not explaining stuff.
This movie just throws shit at you and expects you to accept
it. Yeah, that's the main thing.
Like when he just knows there's an asteroid field, because he just does.
That's
but yet he can't
yeah.
tell the difference between a mountain and a fucking volcano. I don't know, he stands on a table.
Oh. I think it was supposed to be a ramp, but it really just looked like from
it
the
looked
angle.
Looked like he stated on a table. That's hilarious.
So, you know, Will Smith is just like, I'm gonna fucking go to this planet and do something.
And his wife's like, you take your son with him. He's looking for you.
He's looking for
he's
you.
He's searching for you.
And he's like, okay.
So he takes him. Don't know why they were going to this planet.
Yeah.
What they were going for. But they wore oxygen masks.
That weren't attached to anything.
Just the mask. Yeah. Nothing else. And these were supposedly a thing that can oxygenate them, even though once they land on the planet, can't use those anymore. You need mm-hmm. to swallow your juicy juice tablets.
They look like those little Mio things.
Yeah. God, it reminded me of the hard candies, just with that thick, or like the Halls with the mentholatum in the middle.
Actually, you know what I thought that those things were initially? I kept looking at the prop.
Snickerdoodles?
No, I thought that those were, you remember those, the bubble gums that came in the little Pac-Man?
Bubble tape?
Yes! Those looked like the bubble tape packets.
They might have been. They might have been. I don't know. And they made the weird, like a thick slurping sound. God, this movie's dumb.
So they're going to this planet, they're in this big spaceship.
They hit asteroids.
Which Will Smith somehow knows that they're there. He, like, touches, like, the wall. Like, the only thing that he knows, he, like, touches
That's how you
the
ran
wall.
The ship. Remember when the guys were steering through it and they both just kind of were touching the
oh, that's right,
panel
yeah.
at the bottom of the floor?
Yeah.
And the asteroid belt is one in a million, by the way.
And somehow Will Smith knows it. And, okay, here's main problem with this scene. Is that it's this huge fucking asteroid belt that's, like, it's crazy. And it's seriously, like, 15 seconds after Will Smith is like, I think there's an asteroid belt.
And they go, nah, we're not picking up anything.
Nah, we're not picking up shit. They
well,
had, how could you not
well,
pick it
and
up?
Before the asteroid belt, there was that weird explosion.
Yeah.
I almost wonder, this is, we'll go to the beginning, or to the end. Remember when he sets off the beacon at the end? It lets off that blue, is that kind of what they saw? Was there another team on her? I don't know. I don't know what the explosion was. I don't care, really.
So somehow Will Smith understands because he can talk to the stars or something like that. I don't.
Who the hell knows? He's ghosting.
Oh, and then we can also talk about the great scene, table scene, as we will call it, where Jane goes in the back and they're transporting one of these huge monsters because of reasons, again.
Yeah, the big paper mache cocoon looking.
It looks
like a stress ball. I don't really know what it was. It looked silly.
It kind of looked like, do you remember Godzilla and Mothra? Do you remember the Mothra, like, cocoon?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looked like to me when I first saw it. So Jaden goes in
there. It's like the snorks. You might be seeing for this. But it's like if a bunch of snorks formed a ball, is what it reminded me of.
Actually, now that it's in Cocoon, it kind of looks like the cocoon's from Cocoon.
Cocoon, yeah. Just not as well made.
So Jaden goes back there and he's like, Herb Durr, is that one of those?
And then this Scottish jersey.
What are you doing, boy?
Everyone in this has stupid fake accents. It's hard to understand.
I don't understand the accent thing in this movie.
I've never heard Jaden Smith just talk. Does he sound that stupid? Is that his normal voice? Here, we'll start the podcast. We'll do like a podcast in Jaden Smith. Ready?
All right, here we go.
Hey,
hey, Kyle.
What
are we doing?
What is that?
It just sounds like I've eaten too much peanut butter.
I don't know how many times. I mean, we even rewound a scene once.
Yeah, because like, I literally didn't know what the fuck
he
said.
We didn't know what he was saying. There's a whole thing where he's asking his dad about how he knew he was first a ghost. I didn't know that's what they were talking about until we rewound, because I didn't understand what Jaden said. That's bad. We should have put subtitles on.
Yeah.
For ignorant. Is there a setting for ignorant? Because I don't speak ignorant like Jaden Smith does.
So Scott,
if you don't think he's ignorant, check out his Twitter.
Oh, God.
Dude's insane. We should just do a podcast where we read his tweets.
Oh, God. How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
What does that even mean?
You just got jadened. I don't know. It's
Shia LaBeouf looks in and goes, what's wrong with you, dude? Ugh. What is wrong with you? Jaden Smith should be forced to watch all of his movies.
Well, he's only done 2 movies, so that would be a very short thing.
Yeah, but if he has to sit through After Earth?
Ooh, true. Maybe he's...
I bet he wouldn't understand.
No, what if he watched it and he was like, I'm good. Like, nailed it.
Oh, God,
it.
He might. It's like, oh, that me on the waterfall being serious? It's amazing. Look at how I furrow my brow to show emotion.
So Scottish guy is like, there's that fucking thing, and Jane's like, ooh, scary.
And then he's just telling him all this just force-feeding exposition.
Oh, yeah.
Feeds off your fear.
Feeds off your fear. Blah, 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 blah. And then, so Will Smith shows up, and I know it's not a table.
He's flat out standing on a table.
It's supposed to be a ramp, but you don't understand the thing behind it is supposed to be like a curtain. So it just looks like he's standing on a table in the middle of a room. It's just like, I don't even know what he says. It's just like, stand down, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's stupid.
So, stuff happens, and then...
They crash.
It doesn't matter.
Onto a level 1 quarantine planet.
Levels aren't explained. There's a lot of levels in this movie, too. That
they don't explain anything.
Nothing's explained.
Future. You don't have to explain it. The planet is...
Earth. And everything has evolved to kill humans.
And apparently. Everything has evolved to not be real, but bad CGI. Oh, the lions or whatever?
Oh, I thought those were those were supposed to be lions. Were they?
I don't know.
I thought they were supposed to be like hyenas. Because remember, he has that little...
Those aren't hyenas.
Well, there's...
With the bird?
No, not the bird. The fucking... Wait, when Will Smith has those little, like, probe things
I don't even remember what the hell the thing was called.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I'm just gonna skip ahead to the fucking probe thing. Why didn't he use any of the probes to go make sure that thing was at the tail? He never did that. They never actually checked to see if that beacon was at the tail. Wouldn't that would have been, like, the first thing that
say
you would
have done? Maybe what he should have done is there was no probe, and he was sending him out there on a wild goose chase. Like Moby Dick.
Oh my god.
Because they try to force feed symbolism with Moby Dick in this when there is zero.
Yeah, the Moby Dick thing I 100% don't understand. If you somehow found symbolism with Moby Dick and After Earth, tell me what it was.
It's not like Jaden Smith made it his obsession, I'm gonna kill whatever this thing is.
Yeah.
No, there was no... Man, they shoved Moby Dick.
I don't understand. Yeah,
they shoved a lot of dick down our throats in this. They really did.
Like, the only thing that there I was could a dick think joke. Of, there actually was a dick joke.
There was a dick joke. Ugh. I don't remember how I remember it.
Oh, she was like, I got Moby Dick. My boyfriend asked me to hold it for him. And he was like, you did what? And then cue audience music, because we're in fucking Fresh Prince again.
Jazzy Jeff gets thrown out of the ship. Yes. My Uncle Phil.
I would watch that movie.
Jeffrey's in it for some reason.
So, the Moby Dick thing, the only thing I can think of is because...
This is a stretch, by the way.
What I'm about to say? Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly what I'm about to say is going to be a stretch. Because the movie deals with fear in a very heavy-handed way. Moby Dick also deals with fear. But that's, like, the loosest connection that you can make.
Very loose.
And, like, one person against all odds, but that's also a really, really loose...
I don't know that you would...
And that doesn't even
really apply. A good
person,
if that's what they were going for, would have chose something other than Moby Dick.
Yeah, there's so much more... Like, let's see, Robinson Crusoe. I just butchered that.
It's okay. They don't know. They don't
okay.
read.
Robinson.
I don't know why I always insult the audience.
Robinson.
Robinson Crusoe.
Robinson Crusoe. God, why is that so hard for me to pronounce? I don't know. That I think that would have been a proper.
Or they could have just not had this movie be so heavy-handed in everything.
Yeah.
We thought they were going to be like, oh, humans destroyed Earth. They never touch on why Earth is this way.
True.
They never say. It looks pretty.
Does look pretty.
Even though the climate changes in spots.
Well, here's another thing. Also, why were all of the animals on the planet evolved to kill humans?
When humans weren't on the planet.
Yeah. How does that make sense? Or are they trying to say that
they're just violent?
Evolved and killed everybody, and that's why we had to leave?
I don't know. I mean, apparently there's cavemen still on.
Yeah, what the fuck was up with that? That was the dumbest shit. There's a part later in the movie. I don't even care if we're driving around.
Let's fuck this place.
They're in a. Jane's in a cave.
And there's cave drawings.
Yeah, like primitive. For no reason,
they don't serve any purpose. He just gets the idea of like, hey, I can draw on the walls and draw my map.
Well, actually,
because my arm thing broke.
If I remember correctly, I'd have to look this up, but I remember when this movie first came out, I was reading stuff on it because I was like, holy shit, this sounds terrible. Apparently, this movie was supposed to be like 3 hours long.
Oh, good lord.
And there was, I think the cave drawings, that might be a remnant from something that they were originally going to have, where they were going to have like, there were people still on Earth. But
they were going to do that.
Yeah, I think that was in the original cut of
I was worried that his sister was still alive.
Oh, that would have been terrible, wouldn't it?
Well, he had that dream sequence when she was there, and then the jump scare to her zombie face.
Yeah.
Because there was a point for that. I mean, you had the hero bird. Should we jump to the hero bird? I want to jump to the hero bird.
Yeah, we can jump to the hero bird.
Alright, so Jaden Smith somehow ends up in a bird's nest at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, hyena saber-tooth lions
start attacking the
come
nest.
They looked terrible. Jaden fought them off. They killed the babies anyway, but he fought them off.
Mm-hmm.
And the big mama bird was all, kah! She was crying and sad. So then later, Jaden Smith is on a raft talking to his dead sister. And he ends up in the cold area. Because at night, certain areas of the planet get so freaking cold that he will freeze.
Yeah.
In the most cold. It looks so stupid. It looked like they broke up like styrofoam, where it's like that dust and sprinkled it on his face. And he gets drug off somewhere.
And I remember I said,
you said
it's the fucking bird.
Oh, but it's even better. It was the bird.
I didn't expect the...
But Jaden crawls out of the hole where he's at, and he sees it's the bird, and he goes, hey, thank you. The bird's dead. The bird sacrificed itself to save Jaden Smith. Even though the damn bird could have flown...
Your response.
He could have flown out of the cold
was
area.
So fucking funny because you're like, seriously? You just go, it has fucking wings.
Like, it didn't need to stay there. They make it a point that this happens every night in these areas. This is a big fucking bird. It's been around for a while. It knows. Dude, unless. No, because I would say maybe he was covering up the hole, but he wasn't.
But he wasn't, yeah. He was.
It's fucking dumb.
It was just stupid. We want to make you feel emotion,
characters didn't have emotion. Why should we?
Jane really didn't give a shit. He was just like, ooh, okay.
Oh, he just furrowed his brow. Yeah. Big mama bird. No.
So jumping.
He didn't even do that.
Jumping back. Okay, so they land or crash land and fucking Papa Jaden. What's his name? Fucking Fury.
Crisis Crowder?
Cypher Rage. Cypher Rage.
According to IMDb, it's Rage. They probably said his last name in it, but I couldn't fucking understand it. So I don't know.
He breaks both of his legs in the crash.
And severs an artery.
And then that weird machine thing that he lays on, which just doesn't make
nothing him... works. And everything in the ship, every compartment, is just like a piece of foam that they peel back.
Yeah,
this picture sucks.
This technology blows.
It's like, was this like a stylistic choice for the future, or were they just that freaking lazy and made terrible designs? I mean, the things that seal off the air is just plastic.
Yeah.
It's just a piece of plastic.
But it's not a real piece of plastic, though, because remember, it's a CGI.
Oh, yeah, it was CGI plastic. And the CGI was so bad, we didn't realize it was a piece of plastic.
I didn't know what the fuck that was supposed to be.
We didn't know what it was. Bad. When we can't tell what a piece of plastic is. A clear sheet of plastic. It looked like some, like, liquidy...
I had no idea.
That's
what
terrible.
It was.
And they had the room green screen later. So, God damn it.
Will's just like, yo, we're going to fucking die here if you don't get that fucking
beat. You got it. Yeah, he's real. We will die.
We won't die.
We will die.
So Jaden has to go across this fucking, I don't know, how long was it? He said
100 kilometers.
He says kilometers.
Kilometers.
Which I was like, okay.
Yeah. 100 kilometers.
And
across so Jaden, the jungle.
Yeah, he goes, he takes a little backpack that has a, oh, here's big problem. I think we're on 3 now of things that don't make sense. Where the fuck were the cameras on Jaden's body?
Yeah, because he said, I can watch wherever, and they make it a point that one camera is in his backpack.
One's on the backpack, yeah.
The other one's on the front of him somewhere.
But it looks, it's based on the shots, it's his head.
It's his head, it's like it's in his eyes.
But he never puts anything on, or never puts anything in his eyes.
I have no idea.
All they would have needed to do was just show a scene of him putting something into his eye. Done.
Or was it his Iron Man light that we see in one scene on his chest?
I don't know. No, it couldn't have been, because remember when he's, like, looking around, like, his head is moving.
Yeah, so it's...
It's on his head, but it's not... It's
there's nothing on his head.
Yeah.
Nothing was ever put in his eye. He was given a backpack. This backpack that kept 4 discs and 2 needles in it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yep.
It was, like, the most empty space backpack I've ever seen.
The thing about the backpack, too, is that that was all, like, it had the shapes of those objects in there, so you couldn't put anything else
no.
in it. It was not an actual backpack.
No, it was... The future's dumb.
The future's
fucking
stupid.
I mean, that
was
really a waste of material.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
So Jaden goes out, and... Oh, here's... Super, I'm just gonna rush through
baboons.
Yeah, this is exactly. Yeah. All right, so we're on 4 now. This is my major problem. 4.
You're gonna lose count.
No, I got this.
Okay,
I got this. Major problem 4. Okay, so he goes to the planet. Everything has evolved to kill humans. All right, here we go. That is some animal that I've never seen before. I'm gonna throw a fucking rock at it.
Because that's the problem I have in the movie is they've never established where he was before. Shouldn't he be amazed by the things he's seen on Earth? He's never been on Earth, as
and
far as I know.
Should be freaking the fuck out. Like,
he's everything? Never seen these animals. He's never had to build a raft, as far as we know, which he does later.
Like the tarantula that goes on his hand, he's just like...
Yeah, and then he's like, you didn't see that? He says, like, no. And I was confused. I'm like, was the tarantula there, or was it the fear monster?
No, I think it was a real tarantula. I think it was just a stupid line. That's really all that was.
Okay, like, I didn't get that. But yeah, the baboon.
So he throws a fucking rock at a baboon and
bounces it off its damn face.
Yeah, and then the baboon calls all its baboon bros and they chase Jaden, which is something that definitely could happen, that Jaden Smith could outrun a fucking horde of baboons.
Well, he could run, like, oh, I forget,
oh,
whatever he could run and
whatever.
Whatever. But apparently baboons are afraid of water.
Yeah, so...
Maybe they are, I don't know, I'm not a baboon expert. But yeah. This was ankle deep water Jaden was in.
Yeah, big thing with this is that, again, if we knew somehow that Will Smith had prior knowledge to any of the species on Earth or anything like that, then this wouldn't have been so frustrating.
Well, my assumption when they figured out when they came to the planet and Will Smith goes, it can't be. I felt like this wasn't the distant future, like he had been on Earth. I don't know if that's true, but
I don't know, but it would have been good if they had. Okay, so the flashback that he has with like his daughter.
No, you know, purpose.
You don't know where they are. If it would have explained that he was on Earth or something, then you could kind of understand it.
But we don't know.
Yeah. So he tells Jane to go in the river, and then he does, and the baboons stop. But how does he know that? How does he know that the baboons aren't going to go in the river? And here's another thing, which this, I think, more so applies to later. Or was it the baboon? No, it was the baboon. When he was like, oh, he's in front of you, like 5 kilometers, herb-derb-der. He doesn't tell Jaden
what
direction.
He just said it's headed your way.
When he can see what direction that he's looking
yeah,
in.
Yeah, he has cameras, he has a probe.
Wouldn't
he
kind of help him a little bit more?
You would think so. He did not give a shit about his son. He
really didn't. His whole thing, like, at the very beginning.
He even said once, he's like, you may want to die today, but you're not going to kill me.
Yeah.
Wow, you selfish prick.
Exactly. And, like, the whole thing is that he's just like, you need to fucking save us.
Yeah. No, you need to save me.
Yeah, that's pretty much all he's
saying. You need to save me.
Which, that's a frustrating thing. I'm going to skip to the very end now.
Okay.
I don't even fucking care. A very frustrating thing about this movie is that the character arcs don't really make too much sense as well. Because you have Jaden that is just a little shit, and then he, you know, rises up, overcomes, is able to ghost and saves Derb Derb Derb.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I don't want to fucking do this anymore. Whatever, that's fine. That's an okay character arc, whatever. But Will Smith's character doesn't really... Kyle just saluted me.
I did just salute you.
God damn it. That
fucking this game. Is the most heavy-handed callback.
So, go ahead. Will Smith's character starts out a douche.
Ends a douche.
And then is lovey-dovey towards Jade, and that's it.
Kinda. He has a smirk and a... to his laugh. That's the most emotion in this entire movie.
It's just weird. It's even at the very end, you don't even... He's not showing emotion.
Like, we knew when he was sitting there, he's like, stand me up, or like, oh, god damn it.
Yeah, because there's the scene where this guy at the beginning is like, you saved me, herb, derb, der, and he lost his leg.
But I mean, he forces people to stand him up he can salute him.
And so at the end of the movie, Will Smith does the same thing to his son.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Will Smith.
You want something I'm surprised at the end of the movie? He never became a Ranger in the movie.
No.
You'd think he would have earned it there. Yeah.
No.
And I thought with the guy at the beginning, it's like, wow, Jaden's going to realize, like, his dad might be a jerk, but he's a good person. Mm. He never really comes to that understanding.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
he whines and yells at his and cries for his dad to come help him. Dad, I can't see. I'm blind. Come help me. Your dad has two fucking broken legs.
Yeah. It's just nothing's really resolved in the movie with the emotional problems between Jaden and his dad, other than he saves him. That's it.
And then the credits roll.
Yep.
Ugh.
So after the fucking baboon, yeah, he gets in the river and then there's a leech on his hand. I've stopped counting the major problems.
Well, the leech is one thing. All right, a couple things I have with the leech. One, I was mad because I'm like, how does he not know? It said everything's about to kill him. He has him jump in the river. So they, hey, kudos. They got the leech thing. And the swerve I thought was going to be the classic M. Night twist was going to be that Earth really isn't bad. His dad and everyone else is hiding something. And they prove that wrong pretty quickly with the leech because it puts poison into his body.
No.
I thought that was going to be the big twist, though.
I didn't even think about a twist. Well, I knew
there wasn't one.
I knew that he directed it, but he didn't write it.
He co-wrote it.
I thought it was Will Smith that mainly wrote it.
Will Smith wrote the story. M. Night wrote the screenplay.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't think that he was going to do a twist in this movie.
I thought that would be the twist, that Earth isn't bad. Okay. That they're kind of like, hey, we might watch it, but I'll go and spoil the fuck out. I don't care. Kind of like the Village's twist.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, leech...
toxin.
Leech toxins some fucking bomb-ass chronic and gives him cotton mouth. And he can't see.
And
he
goes blind.
And then his face swells up. And he looks like...
His dad's just like, I know you're blind, that's fine. Stab yourself in the heart.
Yeah.
With this tiny needle that takes no force.
So, Jaden Smith that had, in that moment, evolved into the...
Oh, God, his swollen face was hilarious.
He evolved into the Mexican... stereotype alien from Star Wars that is with Lando Calrissian. That's exactly what
I was gonna say.
Like,
if you've ever seen the movie Pure Luck with Martin Short,
oh, yeah,
stung by the bee, that's what it reminded me of. It looked ridiculous,
yeah.
And his dad, again, no emotion. He's watching on camera his son die and cry for his help. No emotion whatsoever. He's like, you're going to have to... He's like, Dad, I can't feel my hands. All right, you're going to have to slam your body onto the ground and force the needle into your heart.
Yeah.
And then just lay there for a while because you're paralyzed right now.
See, that's another thing about that scene is that I thought that that scene was going to be one of those moments where that Will Smith was going to show emotion. And I think that that was written for that purpose.
And he didn't.
But it just didn't happen.
So the scene is pointless.
Yeah, it was completely pointless. Especially because after the scene's over, then it just carries on.
And that was the kind of cutback. That's the scene they opened on.
Yeah.
With him laying there. They had weird cutbacks to the beginning that... Didn't serve a purpose. All of the flashbacks didn't serve a purpose other than when the alien thing picked up his sister in the worst looking CGI ever. I swear they CGI'd him picking up a Barbie doll. That's what it looked like. I don't know how you can do a digital effect to make it look like a bad miniature practical effect, but kudos to you. And then they showed it three times?
Yeah, they showed it multiple times.
I was like, enough with the bad shot.
I don't know. There's so many scenes, now that I really think about it, that just had no purpose that could have had purpose.
Yeah.
You could have used this opportunity to show Will Smith cracking and showing emotion.
He never did.
You could show this of Jaden having revelations in his life. Never happens. He's basically the same person throughout the entire thing.
Whiny.
Until he can ghost, which is never really explained on how he even does that. So after the leech thing, it's the freeze, and then he's got...
No.
Is that not the freeze? No,
that's then the bird. That's the bird with the hyena walrus... They're not walled. Whatever the hell the cats are.
What happens after the leech then?
I think that's when he's under the tree. No, I don't even know. I don't even know what happens in this stupid movie. Because, you know what? Nothing. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter.
There's bird and the cats and he fights them and the bird loves him. Bird,
and then he jumps off. No, jumping off a cliff. Wait, did he jump off a cliff before?
No, I think that was afterwards because he broke his things in the fight with the...
I thought the bird fucking... took him out of the sky.
Took what out of the sky?
Fucking Jaden. What do you mean took what out of the sky?
No, the bird didn't take Jaden out of the sky.
Why the fuck? Oh my god.
Jaden climbed down the tree. Whatever. Shut up. I watch this movie more than you, apparently.
I'm so lost right now.
Fighting the things. I don't even know how he got up in the tree. I don't remember how he got there. He like passes out or something. Who fucking cares? It was stupid. Anyway, whatever. Who cares? He gets to a waterfall, and he's broken some of his things, so he's lying to his dad. And this is when the green screen starts really going downhill.
It's like we were watching The Room.
They did not properly light the background, so it looks terrible. This is filmmaking 101 here.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I could go out and make a movie, but by God, I could pull up a YouTube tutorial on how to... light a green screen.
Yeah, because the light is like hitting him from the left side, but he's on a mountaintop in the open where the sun is not just gonna hit him from one single direction,
and it shows in the wide shots.
Yes, because the suit's like a brown, so it's casting a visible
but it turns
shadow.
Black when he's in danger or he's afraid.
No, I think it's if it's danger.
I don't know. They don't explain it. It's a smart fabric. It's like smart blood. A lot of smarts in our movies anymore. That term needs to go. It needs to go. It's
fucking
stupid.
That fucking lighting needs to go because that was dumb as
hell.
That
was terrible. And that wasn't even the worst green screen. The final battle, I think, had the worst green screen.
It was pretty bad, too, yeah. So he gets up on this mountaintop.
This is when the bird comes in because he does the...
Yeah, see, I told you he got taken out from the sky.
That's right. Okay, I forgot.
God damn it.
He does a sky jump, which is some of the...
Well, no, but we got to talk about the scene before the sky jump.
Okay, his anger face?
Yeah, his angry face.
Oh my god.
So I took my leave
and I was like,
fast.
Fuck this exposition. Because it was nothing but exposition at this point.
And Kyle was watching this, but you had to stop it so you could wait for me to come back.
I think you heard me, right?
I did hear you, yeah.
I just physically, I was like, no, no, no. He has to see this. And I rewound the movie.
So I got back, and so the scene is...
Jaden Smith gets angry.
Jaden Smith gets angry because his dad found out that he broke two of the vials, and he's like, you need three minimum.
We're boarding the mission.
Boarding the mission, come back. And he's just like, no! No!
But he just...
No, Dad!
He just keeps scrunching up between his eyes. That's all he has. And I did Google it. He worked himself into, like, arrhythmia.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because he's...
in, like, 3 seconds, his heart rate goes up over 140.
Yeah, it goes from, like, base 93 to 140 in 5 seconds.
No, it was base 73.
Was it base 73? Oh, my God! Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
I thought it started out higher.
Well, it raised a little bit because he was lying.
Oh, that's right.
But then, this kid almost killed himself by getting mad.
Me!
And he can't even act mad.
No.
This is the closest we got to drama or real acting in this movie, and it was so laughable bad that I had to watch it twice.
Yeah.
Just to, like, fully let it sink in.
So he's just like, you're a coward. I'm not a coward, blah, 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 blah.
What did you want me to do? Did you want me to get out of there?
Which, my only reaction to the scene is, Kyle? I got nowhere else to go! Yeah. I got nowhere else to go!
And my reaction was, oh, that's his sister.
Yeah, yeah. You finally figured that out.
50 minutes into the movie, I didn't even know.
Yeah,
I thought it was his mom. I won't lie, because we only saw her for like 2 minutes at the beginning. Which is great because when he goes, "What did you want me to do?" and he's like, "What did you? What do you think you should have done?" And that's all his dad had to say. What?
Yeah.
But later they call back. He's like, "Yeah, Dad told me I should have done something." No, he fucking did.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been watching this movie. No, he didn't. He You little liar. I hate that little shithead.
So he just cries and then jumps off the cliff.
Jumps off the cliff and probably
in defiance.
One of the worst effects in the movie.
It was pretty bad.
The bird
knocks him out of the sky and then all that shit happens.
I think that's when I looked up the budget. Yeah. I was like, this movie's 2013.
It does not look like a 2013 movie. It looks like 2009, 2008.
Maybe.
It
doesn't look like a $130 million movie. I'll tell you that much.
So then after the fucking bird thing.
That's when the lions get in the nest.
Lion's nest. Then fucking freeze bird.
No, that's when he builds the raft.
Oh, that's right. That is the raft. Yeah, because
that's when I got mad of, like, how does he know how to build
a raft?
Yeah,
he builds a perfect raft that's great and buoyant. And then
didn't understand how he knew how to build a raft.
And also...
And then he sees and talks to his dead sister.
Why does he fall asleep on the raft, too? Wouldn't you not want to fall asleep on a fucking raft going down
the river? Well, you would be safer there from the animals.
On a raft?
Well, land animals are afraid of water, apparently.
What about the fucking leeches and shit?
I mean, it wasn't in the water. You think leeches jump up out of the water?
No, but what if they do? They've evolved to kill humans. Maybe they've evolved to jump out of the fucking water.
I don't know.
There's a fucking flying snake thing.
Oh, yeah, there is a flying snake. Another bad effect. I don't know, whatever. They just needed a scene where he envisioned his dead sister, who kept telling him to wake up, and then...
Oh, and then he quotes Moby Dick really shittily, also.
Don't know why.
Yeah.
And then there's a jump scare with her, like, zombie face or whatever.
Wake up!
That was like, what?
Whatever.
And he wakes up and immediately he's in the cold and it's 8 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
And then that's when he gets the fake frost and the bird saves him and the bird dies. Blah, blah, blah. And then after that, he gets to the tail?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever, let's just go with it.
He gets to the tail. I don't give a shit.
Doesn't care.
Gets to the tail of ship, the whatever... Ursa? Is that what it was called?
I think so, yeah. Ursa, which I'm pretty sure is Latin for bear?
Yeah, it didn't look like a bear.
I didn't...
It is bear, yeah. It's Ursa Major and Ursa Minor, the bears. Yeah, there's some astrology for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you where the hell they're at in the sky, but they're bears.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like a bear. I liked the creature design. I'm a sucker for creature designs anyway. I thought that was one of the well-done things in this movie.
Up until the point that Jane Smith is writing it.
Yeah. So he gets to the tail.
Which, I go back to the design. This is a spaceship.
Yeah, and there's, like, fucking bamboo rods and...
Bamboo, just cloth everywhere.
It looks like somebody TP'd.
When he first finds a piece of it, it's obvious, like, styrofoam.
Yeah.
It's not metal. Again, it's all the foam rubbery peels apart. It's a very strange decision to make it look that cheap. At least in the old 50s B-movies, they used sheets of tin still.
Yeah.
They used something. They used aluminum. They made it look metal. Nothing in this looks metal.
The aesthetic design for this entire movie is just weird.
It looks fake. It looks cheap.
Yeah.
It really did, and I don't know why they chose to go that route. Like, I go back to the beginning where they're touching the base of the thing. I'm like, that's like an old Star Trek trick. You touch the glowing light, and it makes things happen.
Because
it was glowing blue, and it was dumb. It just didn't work.
There's a lot of dumb in this movie.
There's a lot of dumb. Jaden Smith. He's done a lot of this movie.
So he gets more of the oxygen things because he needs those.
Yeah, so that whole thing was not a big issue.
Not an issue at all.
Every plot point in this movie goes nowhere. The entire sister arc.
Goes nowhere.
Nowhere.
There's no end to it. The raft thing's the last part that happens.
Yeah.
Other than him getting mad at his dad. And he doesn't even, like, forgive the dad or anything, too. That's another thing about the character arc that never goes
There's anywhere. No forgive. Yeah, none.
Nope.
Even at the end, his last line to his dad is, I want to work with mom.
Yeah. She's like, I don't want to be a ranger.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's right.
Yeah. Stupid.
Even though he can ghost.
Yeah. Whatever.
He can ghost now, you moron. And you can ride this thing in the worst green screen in the movie.
Oh,
on top of the mountain, a.k.a. volcano.
Yeah. Whatever.
It was obvious because Will Smith kept saying, you need to go on top of the mountain. And I'm like, that's a volcano.
There's lava
obvious
coming.
Lava. There's...
Yeah.
And the shot they were showing... It was erupting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when Jaden Smith gets up on it halfway, it looked like an old Star Trek set.
Yeah, it was...
Like,
It
if
legitimately...
this movie was made in 1965, it would have been pretty good.
The part when he's in the cavern when he first finds Ursa or whatever, it all looked like set pieces that had been painted black from the original Superman movies. They looked exactly like
yeah, it looked like crystals.
Crystals. And, yeah.
Again, they. I don't know what they were trying to do with this.
So here's a scene that when he's at the tail that I know you're gonna love to talk about, which is when he's in the blackout zone and Will Smith can't talk to him.
Oh God, this pissed me off. He's in a blackout zone. Because his radio thing had broken, obviously, so he lost contact with his dad. He got a new one. He's in a blackout zone. He's talking to his dad, though his dad can hear him. And what did his dad say? You're in a blackout zone. You dumb shit. If you know he's in a blackout zone, that means you know. He goes, we're getting interference. I can't hear you. You're in a blackout zone. Why did you waste time? And he still kept talking after that.
Oh, yeah. He talks for a solid, like, 5 minutes after that. He's just talking.
When you know damn good and well he can't hear you, but yet he can hear Jaden just fine. It's not how blackout zones
work. And you can see the video perfectly.
Reception doesn't work one. It's not a one-way thing.
Yeah.
And then he's holding up the stupid thing.
And he just
like trying to get signal everywhere.
He's like, me, it's not working.
And doesn't work, so he throws it on the ground and starts.
And he starts hitting stuff with his little scepter.
And it's like, just fucking walk around until it works. This is the future. You know how divide. Just walk around until you get reception. And then his dad, like, channels him somehow.
And take a knee.
And he does. And he's like, see the mountain. See the mountain. You have to get on top of the mountain. See the mountain. Fucking volcano. It's a volcano. See the mountain.
Another major plot thing that I have wrong with this movie is the beacon. That's a shitty fucking beacon. If that's your emergency beacon, it has to be that far up. Why?
And the first beacon on the part of the ship that landed somewhat okay, even though only two people survived.
Yeah.
But it makes it look like Ursa took all the rest.
Yeah.
Because they're on, but whatever. That one bust. The one in the part of the plane that was, or plane. Part of the ship that was torn off.
And, like, completely demolished was okay.
It's fine.
But, oh, God.
It's that foam rubber container is in on the outside of the ship.
Yeah.
It was fucking stupid.
Also.
And it set off this huge thing that goes through the entirety of space.
Yeah. And you can't set it off at the base of the mountain, you know, like, the bottom of just, like, a canyon or something.
And...
Okay, so also another thing, those little probe things that he puts out, didn't they look like they were like in a triangular shape?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they have like little feelers?
Yeah.
Couldn't he just send out one and just got that?
You think so?
Wouldn't you think that these sentry things would have some way to like grab stuff?
I don't know. It took me forever to figure out why he sent the probe out because I couldn't understand what he said.
Also, why would they have an emergency beacon that's a separate electronic device and it wouldn't be built into the mainframe of the computers that still work? Because all the computer stuff still works.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that be built in there? Yeah.
You would think they would. But whatever.
Are there no emails in the future?
I guess not.
Can Will Smith not email his
apparently not
officer?
Why did, after he sent the beacon, did Jaden Smith apparently turn off all the lights on his dying dad? And lock the doors, because the rescue workers have to cut into the room when we know Jaden can get in and out, a huge fucking bed can get in and out, and it's pitch black in there and all the computers are down.
True.
So Jaden didn't even bother to prop his dad up in this chair.
No.
Nope. Because we have to assume by this point he made it back. Right?
Oh, that's actually a good point.
No, because he would have sent the beacon off at the mountain, so they would have found him there.
Yeah, they would have found him at the mountain, and then he would take them back there. But how long did it even take them to get there? Because Will Smith was, like, bleeding out in there.
Yeah, he was bleeding out because he tried to do a bypass on his own artery. Yeah. Kudos to you, good sir.
Like, is this beacon supposed to be, like, completely instantaneous?
I don't know. They
Wouldn't
didn't
it
really
take a long time for...
Basically, he set the beacon off, it cuts to someone cutting through a wall, and they're rescuing Will Smith.
Yeah. Oh, before that happens, though, of course, he fights the Ursa thing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, the last
He fights the thing that spits acid other than when it can obviously spit and kill Jaden Smith.
It could have killed him, like, 9 times.
Yeah.
There's 9 instances where it could have just been like, puh, acid, you're fucking dead.
And apparently Jaden Smith did get thrown around, pouring out blood from somewhere.
Yeah, it was like his hand.
Don't know, because once he figured out the ghost, he got up and he was blood free.
Yeah.
And then he tried some action scenes. And then he jumped. Hey, I'm sorry. His CGI version of him jumped very slowly.
Very slow.
Through the air. Oh my God, it looked bad. It looked like something out of the Charlie's Angels movie.
Yeah.
It looked stupid. And he's riding this thing around and stabbing it.
And then he kills
it. Eventually kills it. Oh, when they're back. There's a scene that really made you happy.
Hmm.
When they're back and they're rescuing Will Smith on the bed and the
God.
Post-production slow motion.
Can we stop?
They couldn't even have filmed it in slow
motion. Holy shit. Post-production slow motion where all they did was slow it down to like 15 frames per second.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they did.
Yep.
They didn't even add motion blur.
No.
There
was that dude in the hallway.
God awful.
Sitting at the computer that every time they cut to the angle of Jaden Smith, the guy is just looking at the camera.
Yeah.
Like, I just love that cut to him and I'd be like, hey, guys, you still recording? Hey, what's up, making guys? A movie?
Yeah, I one of my huge pet peeves in movies is when they have post-production slow motion. Where they just don't even try. All they do is cut it down to 15 frames per second and don't do anything.
I'm going to say something now that might shock you.
Hmm.
M. Night is a better director than this in his visual presentation.
Honestly, yeah, I will agree with that.
There was
a lot of stuff.
Very amateurish effects and green screen. Like, they didn't even take the time to like make them match. Like, color correction and acting.
Mm-hmm.
So you read something that Will Smith had a lot to do with this acting?
Yeah, the big thing that I read was that Will Smith was completely in charge of coaching Jaden and the acting and directing the story and stuff like that, while M. Night was more so setting up shots and...
The normal shots were fine, but as far as acting goes, we hated the visits. The kids sucked, but at least M. Night was able to get... You could get character arcs motivated. You could tell emotions from them. There was different tones in their voice.
Yeah.
They didn't talk in stupid accents. M. Night should have taken this over. He couldn't have fixed it. The only way to fix it, in all honesty, would have been get Jaden Smith out.
Yeah.
It still would have been a boring, bland movie.
You know, it's but interesting.
People shit on this movie because of the acting.
Because it's fucking terrible.
It's fucking terrible.
If you could have had competent actors in this movie, it wouldn't nearly have been as bad. It would have just been a generic sci-fi.
It still would have been boring.
Yeah, it still wouldn't have been a good movie, but you could argue that the acting was good. But with this, the acting, because it's so fucking terrible, makes the movie even more terrible.
Jaden Smith at points sounded like Tommy Wiseau.
He 100%
a lot of the green screen reminded me of the green screen from The Room.
Yeah, especially the cliff one because of the shitty lighting and everything.
And
with
sadly, we're not exaggerating. It truly felt that way, and that's
really bad.
You know, because Tommy Wiseau made The Room for supposedly $10 million.
Yeah,
this was $130 million.
Yep,
M. Night can do better. I'm not saying he can make it good. But he can make it at least happening level entertaining. What we hope for this movie is we could laugh at it and make fun of it. It's not really.
We were able to.
At the acting.
A lot of it. The acting stuff, yes.
Writing wise?
No.
It was confusing. They didn't explain stuff. Maybe they did explain stuff and we just couldn't understand it.
Yeah, we just couldn't understand it and just didn't get it.
Like, the writing wasn't horrible.
It's still pretty bad.
It was all pretty bad. The CGI was terrible. I'm trying to remember. There was a thing that they CGI'd that I couldn't believe. Oh, there's some leaves blowing at one point.
Yeah,
CGI.
That's right. Yeah.
What?
Why'd you
have to CGI that?
It's like, I understand why you need to CGI, like, stuff in the distance, and why you need to CGI a lot of location stuff that can't actually be there.
A sheet of plastic.
Yeah, a sheet of plastic, or, like, leaves. Just dumb shit that didn't need to be.
Really just dumb. Ugh.
So, yeah, end of the movie resolves, everybody's alive, and nothing happens. And that's
There is no resolution to this movie.
Nope, they just survive. I honestly think... If Will Smith would have just made the original movie he wanted to make, I think it would have been fine. Well, not with Jaden Smith, though.
Jaden shouldn't have been in this movie.
Because the original plan for this movie was Will Smith wrote a script where it was a father and a son that go camping, and then their car, like, goes off the cliff, and then his son needs to go find help, and, like, his dad is, like, communicating with him through walkie-talkie. That was the original one.
Would have been a better movie.
But then they decided to turn it into a sci-fi epic, where Will Smith thought that they were going to make sequels and video games
and really, we say
novels.
This is a sci-fi movie. But it's not a sci-fi movie.
There's not too much sci-fi in it, though. There's just the future stuff that's not explained.
The future stuff that's not needed, and the alien creature.
Yeah. Other than that, there's not too much.
Other than that, it's buffalo and birds and baboons.
See, another thing that was...
leeches. Like, it's not...
Yeah, I was hoping that when he was saying that the creatures evolved to kill humans...
I thought we'd see some mutated...
Yeah, I thought there was... Instead of just a regular baboon, it was a baboon with a scorpion tail, or it's just... I don't care how dumb it would have been, but something like that.
Well, the first animal we see are just normal buffalo grazing.
And normal birds in the air.
Until Will Smith hits something and kills them all.
Yeah.
Or no, I thought he killed them all. That's when he sent the probe out.
Yeah.
It was really confusing.
Oh, yeah, when he thought that he was just going to fucking carpet bomb all the buffalo.
Yeah, I was like, what the... I have no idea. This movie, it's hard to understand. It's hard to follow. When you can't follow, you don't care. Jaden fucking Smith sucks. Sucks so bad.
Kyle, how many Shyamalama ding-dongs do you want to give this?
Oh. Knowing of another movie that's going to come up, I will give this a 3.
That's exactly
like
what
a 3-1, a low 3.
Yeah, I was going to say 3.
Because with better actors, this had some sort of potential. I'm not going to say it's the worst Shyamalan movie because we have some other ones in store. One of them I absolutely hate. I hate it with a passion. I'll let you guys guess which one it was, or which one it is, because I'm not going to tell you. And it does not involve penis hairs, so it's not Avatar. But I hate it. I hate the movie, and I'm probably going to hate it even more on a second viewing.
Well, we've gotten one down.
One down. Four more to go.
Four more to go.
We're doing business, M. Night Business Week here. We're not giving you 7 of them.
Exactly.
We would if we hadn't already done The Visit and Devil counted, because we kind of wanted to do those two.
Yeah, if we would have been able to do those two, we would have done a full 7. But we're just going to do a business week.
It's business week. So. We have them in mind. I don't really want to say what they are in case we change our minds.
Yeah, so don't worry. Get excited for the next episode.
Yeah. Avatar is one of them. I'll give you that.
Shyamalama ding dong, baby.